International.
Why should we care? Why should we care?
Welcome to a brand new episode of Why Should We Care? I am your host, Chris Tellez. Guys, thanks so much for clicking that play button. You made the right choice today because AJ is not on this episode. We had to move around the schedule and he couldn't, they wouldn't give him off at the pizza place. So he told me it was either I show up to the, I show up to the podcast or I'm fired. So so we replaced him and I think we upgraded the show today. We have a couple vets to the show, some of our favorites returning. I actually sent out a group message saying, like, hey, could anybody guest co-host? And two of them replied at the same time, so I have them both on. I have Mike Wiebe and I have Michael Priest. Guys, thanks for being on the podcast.
What's up? What? That's what's up. That's what's up.
See, AJ would never think of shit like that.
Yeah, you know? I know.
That's what makes you guys so special.
It took two of us.
I was like, man, no improv classes between... Do I have any improv experience between both of you guys?
No. Which I think is not improv, right? You're supposed to yes.
Yeah, no.
If we did know.
Nope.
Yeah.
You guys are good.
We're killing it. We're already killing it.
You guys are like Schwartz and Middlelich. You guys don't get that reference?
No.
Really?
That's the Silicon Valley guys.
Yeah, one of them.
No, one of them, right?
One of them from Parks and Rec. They do like a two-man improv thing.
Is it good?
It's less funny that I have to explain it what it is now, but it's amazing. Those guys, you guys aren't even close to their level.
Should we care about them?
Yeah. I mean, I guess you don't have to. It's not a necessity.
I'm just turning the tables.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like this. I miss AJ and the energy he brings. He doesn't throw me off by calling me out when he don't know what things are. But, you know, don't let him know I said that. So, guys, what's been going on? I just did Duncan Carson's album release party yesterday. Good luck with that album, Duncan. It wasn't sold out.
How many people were there?
I would say there was still a good crowd. You know, it wasn't like it was empty or anything.
Yeah, he's a very funny guy.
Yeah, he was selling some on vinyl. I noticed nobody was touching him.
Wait, he put out vinyl for real?
Yeah, he put out some vinyls.
Oh, wow.
Oh, have you ever heard Duncan Carson on its original vinyl?
Yeah, that's, I mean,
if you hear it in its vinyl form, it feels like you're at the club.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just not the same.
You need all the pops and cracks and all that shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, why do people say the records are better and then there's all these pops and cracks?
Yeah, it's
like the fidelity. No, that's not what life sounds like. That's my pops.
You must have perfect hearing because I'm constantly hearing cracks and pops every time I'm walking around.
I've got horrible tinnitus, so just anything to cover that up sounds great to me.
It's my brittle skull just crumbling in my head. Yeah. This is what that sound is. But no, on a serious note, go buy Duncan's album. I'm sure you'll see us all sharing it online.
Sure Thing Records.
But could you just listen to it on YouTube for free?
But I don't think people put their albums on YouTube.
Jay White Cotton does.
Really? Well, maybe. I don't think Duncan will do that. But fuck, he might. I don't know. Who's to say he won't?
Probably. Buy the album. He's a good guy.
I think if enough people buy it, he will be shocked, and that would be funny. All right, so
I will be buying it after this podcast, and I'm legitimately serious about that. I try to get all my friends' records.
Yeah, he said he was going to give us a free download code yesterday, and I forgot mine, but I'll just message him and say, Duncan.
Just go into the search bar and just guess some numbers. Most download codes, I think, are just, there's no password.
Wow.
It's just amount of numbers you need to put
in. I'm going to check YouTube first. Okay.
SoundCloud.
Now, you don't talk till we intro you. That's...
Whoa.
All right, guys, we have a special guest on the show. You've been on before.
Mm-hmm.
Last time you talked about Big Brother, And she moved to L.A. and became an L.A. comic. Ooh la la. And now she's back to visit the little people of Austin. Giving it for Courtney Peterson. Thanks for being on the podcast.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me back.
No problem. You're in town for the Out of Bounds Festival.
That's right.
A festival that I've been rejected 4 or 5 years in a row.
No, They keep saying it like, oh, you guys here. Is this part of Oob? Like, they just keep Oob.
It's almost Boob.
Yeah, it's
Boob. Every time I see that, I'm like.
I bought a book one time called Out of Body Experiences in 30 Days, and they constantly referred to it as Oobin. And so anytime I see the Oob Festival, I think, like, I'm sure it's funny, but it's not as good as transcending your earthly form and going into the astral plane with only your silver cord attached.
I like that way better, out-of-body comedy festival. Yeah.
There's got to be one of these improv dudes at one of the after parties that were like, we're Oobin' dude. Yeah. Someone's going to be using it this year.
That festival happens in Sedona or somewhere.
Oobin', I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so how the show's been so far?
Yeah, they've been good. It's been so good to be back, like, from L.A., like, everything is so much more chill here in Austin.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, the thing that I saw in L.A. before I left, which, like, made me, like, so happy to get out of L.A., is I went, there was, like, this, you ever seen, like, you guys have those things, like, with the walls with, like, the I love you, and, like, people take pictures in front of it, you know what I'm talking about?
I love you so much.
Yeah, it hurts. Or whatever that, yeah. Seriously, people
should say
pictures.
It hurts, but it doesn't.
I just found out before I left that they have a wall like that in L.A., but you're not allowed to take a picture in front of it unless you're a social media influencer or something. Like, that's the craziest shit I've ever heard in my life.
Wait, you're not allowed to unless you're a social media
influencer? You have to be verified.
Is there security?
You have to be verified, right?
Yeah, you have to be verified in order to be able to take a picture in front of a goddamn outdoor wall.
Yeah, what does the wall say?
I don't even know. Like, I feel like it's just like a design or something.
Has no one taken a photo with it yet?
I feel like they have, but it's like it's like cut off with ropes or something. Like, I have no idea how they regulate that, what the verifications are.
I wonder if there's just always fights there. It's like, yeah, I'd like to take a photo by the sign. Are you verified on Twitter? No.
Well, get out of here.
What do you mean, like, I gotta be verified? It's a fucking sign.
It seems like it's gotta be a Nathan for You prank, but I guess it's real. I don't know.
Very much could be, but I was like, god damn it, I can't wait to get out of this.
Does it have a positive message, the wall?
I don't even know. Like, I literally just heard about this, like, before I left, so I have no idea what the wall says. If it's
it says
saying.
I'm special enough to take a photo with the wall.
I'm verified. It's just two thumbs up.
Full clearance is just all it says. Well, but shit,
I would just be content with the glory of a blue check mark. I don't need the photo.
Yeah, you don't need the photo.
Yeah.
I wish I could say I didn't covet the blue check mark a little bit.
Do you notice how some people's check marks are blue and some are just gray?
Really?
Am I wrong about that?
No,
maybe I'm wrong about that.
Yeah. Do you have a black and white phone?
Let me
suck the color out of your check mark, bruh.
Let me tweet at Jack and see what he says.
Yeah, he goes, that guy's a goddamn liar.
Yeah, they start bringing in levels into the check marks. Yeah. Like, wait.
They just suspend my account for lying. Being a liar. So let's go ahead and get to your topic. I know you jumped on the show in kind of short notice. You had like 2 days.
Right.
But go ahead and hit us with the topic. Let's hear what it is.
Sure. Yeah. So 2 days. Couldn't think of anything important because I'm a dumb idiot. So what I've been really caring about a lot lately is a little reality show. And I know I did this the last time, but it's a little reality show called Love Island. Have you heard about this show?
No. This is the first time I'm hearing about it.
Okay. So it's all the rage, I swear.
It better be.
So you've heard of Bachelor. You've heard of Bachelor in Paradise, right? You've heard of these things. Anyways, it's like that on steroids. UK, 22-year-old, like all these like social media influencers. It is the sexiest, best show. I've learned everything I needed to know about love through this show. And
are they in a mansion?
Yeah, they're in a. They call it the villa, right?
Is the villa on an island?
I think so.
Isn't villa an Italian word?
Yeah.
Are they not in the UK?
They are in the UK. Actually, I have no idea where they are.
Shouldn't the show be called Love Villa? They're on an island. Yeah.
No, they're in this villa. And then they stand there. They're super, super sexy. And like the intros is them like coming out of the water, just like dripping. And like, like they're insane. Like I've never seen hotter people in my life. Right?
Are they British? Are the people British?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Everybody has accents.
Yeah, everybody has accents. Scottish, British. You know, a lot of like.
No Mexicans on it, I'm assuming. No. Not even one. No. She goes, it's weird to be all the way over here, man, but I'm glad to be on the show.
I am looking for love, though. I am looking for love.
I am looking for love.
But it's ruthless. Like, it's like the one here, but except they're like, they're way meaner. And so, like, they make all the girls stand, or like the guys stand in like a pool. And like, one guy will come out, and then they'll be like, if you fancy this guy, step forward. And then, but like, a lot of the times, that is none of them step forward. Oh. And then they like, they have to get paired up.
And the guy has to see that. And yeah. He step forward. He's like, hmm.
Yeah. But he still has to pick a girl to match up with.
Even if she didn't pick
yes.
them. Like, so, sorry to force you, but them's are the rules. You, he's like, over here.
He's like, I'll grow on you.
you'll learn to love me in time.
You'll learn to love me. But yeah, they're in these couples. And so this is like a couples retreat. And they have to like basically like fight to win. But then like they're in this villa. And they, this like the drama gets like really, really intense and crazy. And then they like, they switch partners all the time. So they have a thing called the recoupling. Mm-hmm. So then they like, basically it's a very incestuous fun, you know, like,
wait, like incestuous.
I just mean like they all
siblings
like
siblings that are fucking
now I've seen those videos on Pornhub.
What, incestuous?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe that was the wrong word
now.
Yeah. One would call them unavoidable.
They are it, why, and I why are you targeting me? I've never
you're adopted too.
I
that's,
know
that's why
you what? Never typed in sibling.
No, I've never typed it in.
Never typed.
I mean, maybe it's pulling from like looking for adoption shit, but like I feel like I'm being targeted as someone who's sexually attracted to a relation, and I've not been that ever. Yeah. I don't think there's anything about me that's. There's some weird stuff I've
this
been.
This guy's
interested
looking
in.
Up his family. It's probably to fuck him.
Hey, Courtney, I'm sorry about that. So the show was.
It's okay, no man. Like,
Mike
let's
was
going to
have this
I
weird moment.
I didn't
on the
realize.
Podcast.
I used the wrong word. I didn't realize it would trigger.
Such a incestuous desire.
He's like, I'm not attracted to my sister.
We're like, that's crazy, Mike. So they're on this villa.
I wouldn't even fuck him on an island.
Yeah, I just wouldn't.
Not even for 50,000 pounds.
Maybe you should email the HR department at Brazzers or whatever. Yeah. Like, can you guys stop implying these things?
It's really, it's yeah, it's offensive.
I don't have these desires
anymore.
Like, oh, yeah. Sir, it's showing here that you're watching the videos.
Yeah. It's like, I'm trying to move on. Can you help me out?
I want to watch him to that. See why they're sending them my way. I want to see if I am attracted, and I've watched a whole bunch, and I still
God, I'm not attracted.
I don't think that I'm
doing research.
Just doing research.
Just analytical data.
I've tested and tested and tested.
I've been logging them on a chart, a handwritten chart.
Hacked into the mainframe. Stuff like that.
A lot of stepbrothers sneaking into their stepsisters.
So
rooms.
Many. There, I mean, well, are yeah. There, sorry.
But that probably happens on the show, right?
I was about to ask, are there brother and sister on the shows?
No, there's no brother
say
and sister.
Incestuous.
I just meant like, you know, like they all like they're all like part of this like group until they all like stay in the house, group. But then they all like
oh, okay.
go with each other and they'll like, you know, switch off partners a lot. So that's
now
what I mean,
it.
Not
do they have
brothers and
actual
do they have contests that they have to do, or is it all romantically based?
The contests are insane. So they're all like adults, and they have like a thing where they have like hot dogs that they have to like eat between each other until they kiss. Like, it's disgusting. Like, or like bananas.
Like, is it chewed up and soggy and stuff?
Like, they'll also have a banana. Like, it's like a, you know, a Lady and the Tramp thing.
Are they
dogs? Well, that's fine.
Between a banana, and then they go down, and like, and then they all play like spin the bottle and truth or dare. And there's like, they see adults doing like these most like basic, like
cutesy
7 minutes
stuff.
In heaven. Like, it's so dumb.
Yeah.
But
see, that's why I used to like that reality show, like Real World, The Gauntlet, like
yeah,
those kind of shit, because
like
they actually get physical and kind of beat the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, I want to see them hurt. I love that shit.
Well, this one's is like that, but except for emotional.
Spin
you
the
know,
bottle.
So you get to see them
it's
hurt.
More of a psychological
yeah.
thing. Like, I'm not worthy enough.
Yeah, you're
I
like,
never thought this game of spin the bottle could crush me so hard.
You're like, this guy's a doctor and no one fancies him. That's so
oh
sad.
Is there anybody fancies. That has like a loser job?
No, well, they all, they're all like these like hot, like, you know, like the workout, like trainers,
yeah,
and like
my name's Ralph, and I'm a janitor.
I would
and I'm
love
here
that.
Looking for love.
Oi, mate, I'm a chimney sweep. He's covered in soot.
Oi, bud, get over here.
We all just want love.
I wish they had one for ugly people, but you know,
just hanging out with like doctors the whole time.
Yeah.
I don't know
how
to
I got
talk
here.
About with these guys.
No, they're great though, and like they. They just like, they get all dressed up and then they're all like kind of bad people, and so they always just talk about how they're all like cheating on each other.
It is that kind of reality show, like,
yeah,
where do people plan shit against each other, and we need to get her out of the house. He is falling in love with her.
Kind of, yeah, like, I think so.
And they're like, hey, when you eat that hot dog with her, throw up halfway through.
When you eat that hot dog with her, I would go get an STD test. Yeah. Just saying, I've heard things.
Oh, it is.
Also, like, I love you.
And I love the fact that it's UK. Like, they have the most amazing, like, verbiage, like, that they use, like, I've never heard before. Like, they always say, like, when they say, like, you have a crush on someone, you fancy someone.
Yeah, or, like, I like that.
Is that when they call other dudes blokes?
Blokes?
Yeah, like, they
he's
do.
A good bloke.
Women are birds.
Birds, yeah, birds.
What do they call birds?
A hand job is a hand shandy.
Really?
But women are birds.
That's real.
Yeah.
Birds?
Yeah, women are birds.
They, like, call women birds?
Yeah, like, this is my bird. Like, I like that. I fancy that bird.
And it's not seen as, like, a disrespectful thing out there, right?
No. Nice. It's like chick. Well, I guess chick is also bird, right?
How do they say if they actually just like
chick's
a bird?
Pretty disrespectful.
Yeah. Well, it's like a baby bird.
That must be weird if you're, like, into ornithology.
What are you going to say?
I like all these fancy birds. And they mean, like, you know, like penguins and stuff.
When I saw you the first time, I was like, that's the bird that's I'm going to marry.
Fancy a hand shandy.
And then when they hook up, they say crack on. So I'm going to go crack on with Megan. Crack on. And you're like, crack like on. And they go, in it, every time they say anything.
I like that too.
In it.
What if you're going to go just... jack off, or is it going to be just called
that's
crack
like
on?
A self hand shandy.
Self hand shandy. Yeah,
it's called crack off.
Crack off.
I'm gonna go crack off. I'm gonna watch the show. So, tell me some of the drama, man. Like, what's the craziest shit people have done? Did somebody get somebody's toothbrush and, like, clean the toilet? Because I think that happened on a Real World.
No, no. The craziest thing that I've seen so far is that they have all these people coupled up in the villa. And, like, the couples are, like, working out, and they're like, okay, we have, like, they put calendars to test these relationships. And so what they did was they took all the men out of the house and put them in a separate house called Casa Amor. And then they brought in six brand new of the hottest women you've ever seen in your life. And these women just walking in. And then these guys are like, had to test between if they want to, like, recouple with one of these new hot women or go back to their girls back at the villa. And then
decisions.
And then the girls back there, like, they're like, where are all the boys? Where are all the boys? And then you hear this music just go bump up. And these, like, beefy, like, six, like, the beefiest dudes just walk in. It's the most stupid thing I've ever seen.
And the girls are like, hubba, hubba.
Yeah, they're like, oh, wow. Like, and then they just like,
do they drop the other guys for
they
them?
Do so then so like some
those
of them
other
a couple
guys just
up.
Get fat real quick.
Well, they have their girls, they have their new girls in a new Casa Amor. The girls are at the villa with these new boys, and then they, so like, they're trying to, like, get to know each other, and they're like, you have to decide if you want to stay with your original couple or if you want to recouple, but you don't know if the other person picks somebody else or they want to stay with you or not.
Yeah.
So wow. I know this sounds intense, right? Okay. Yeah. So when they come back, the girls are like, okay, I recoupled with this person. And then she's like, okay, let's see if your partner coupled with someone else. And he walks in and either has a new girl or he's alone. It's just like, wow. That's so dramatic.
Awesome. I just Googled translated and, Casa Amor means love house.
I do that. You could have just asked
We've
me.
We've been waiting for you.
I would have just said house love, though. Love house makes more sense.
House love?
What did... So, here's my question. Do you think they really fuck?
They do.
You think that the camera crew has the footage? Like,
well, yeah. I mean, they, like, talk about it. Hey. They're like, yeah, we fucked last night.
If they're ever gonna fuck on reality TV, they go, hey, time out, and they look at the producer or whatever, goes, we're probably gonna fuck, so could y'all turn the cameras off?
Just like, I mean, no, it's
reasonable question.
It's gross. Like, you see, like, you know, you just see the sheets or whatever, and then they give them, like, if you are a really good couple,
like,
they'll give you a prize, which is to go into this, like, you know, this little room that you have, like, privacy for a night. So they give them, you know, they give them some.
They go in there, just there's a cameraman in there. Come on in.
Yeah. I'll be out in a minute. I just want to set the scene up and then I'll be out of here. You guys got
to like the room.
Yeah, no. And then some of them, you know, really do find love.
Is the goal to get married or just to, like,
fun.
What's the goal at the end of the season?
I think the goal at the end of the season is to be the number one most favorite couple. So I think what it is like either the people in the villa like vote for like who their favorite is, and then like the you know, the audience? Public. Yeah, the public will
do
vote.
Do they win money?
Yeah, they win money.
There we go.
And there's like different prizes. But yeah, the crazy thing is like, you know, you never know like who's gonna get voted out. So your partner might get voted out for a totally separate reason, and then you have to find someone new. And I don't actually really know how you win, except for just, you know, I don't know, like there's no real like step.
It all starts with a dream.
Yeah, and then when someone gets eliminated, they bring in new people all the time, so it's just like constantly like hot people just rolling through this villa. It's so good.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, don't you just hate those people though? Like that's the thing about like a reality TV show. There was a while where I was just watching a lot of the couple ones, specifically Real World Gauntlet, but, or just any of those Real World ones that are just the challenge ones, because they do more than just Gauntlet. Uh-huh. And I don't know. I remember there was one on VH1 called The Love of Money back in the day, and had all the reality stars from like Flavor of Love and all those other shows.
All the real
shows. And
shitty,
they were all competing.
Like,
love that.
But they were all like the worst people, yeah, and I could not stop watching
it. I love it.
God, why do I have favorites? I'd hate all of them in real life.
Like New York, like the one that spit on.
Oh, man. But she caught it right on the chin. Classic, iconic moment in reality television.
Man.
She caught a loogie right to the face.
Who was that?
A
girl named Pumpkin.
New York.
Oh yeah.
From a white girl named Pumpkin. Like that sucks. They both have to live with that shit.
It's forever, ever.
Like that right there made Pumpkin famous enough that when she dies they'll at least mention it
absolutely
on television. Pumpkin, who you might know, spit on New York in 2001.
Roll that footage.
Yeah, let's roll that footage. That Luke and her leaning back, seeing it right about to hit her in the chin. Like, no.
But, rest in peace,
Pumpkin. One time at a South by Southwest, there's some comedy thing happening over at Esther's Follies, like a stand-up thing, and I was like in the back room, and there's a bunch of like kind of famous comedians, and I was kind of tripping out like, oh, it's Eugene Merman or whoever, and then Irene from The Real World came in. She had Lyme disease, and I was immediately like, oh my God. I was like, grab Doug Miller. I was like, dude, that's Irene from The Real World. She got Lyme disease. I guess she's better now. She's here. I want to talk to her. Is she doing stand-up?
I'm looking her up. I forgot what
her
name
is. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Is her last name Morales, maybe, or something?
I think so, yeah.
She might be from Seattle or
she
something.
Maybe was produced.
I saw her a long time ago. She was funny.
Is she doing stand-up? I didn't see
her
do stand-up.
Really? Yeah.
Does she have a bit about Lyme disease?
I think.
You would hope.
Just curly hair?
Yeah.
Just curly hair? Black?
Yeah.
Yeah, she's nice.
Oh, she was the one. And I hate to, I'm not
she
making
got
fun,
fight,
but
maybe?
The guy slapped her in the car.
Yeah, the guy
right?
slapped her in the car.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. That was funny. That was another iconic moment. Yeah. Opens the car door.
That is an iconic
her.
Moment. Yeah. They will get a mention when they pass. They that's what they got him.
You might know Irene from this.
From this, the slap.
And Lyme disease.
That was
and Lyme disease.
Lyme disease. Man, she's a comic. She's going to hear this and roast you guys.
That's true.
I deserve it.
It's what's hot right now.
We love her.
We love her. That's the thing.
Oh, okay.
I was the right. most excited. Like I was sorry around like a that. Bunch of comics that I like, but I was somehow the most excited to see Irene. And it would, you know, that show had been off the air for like 8 years or her part. And
her
I was
season,
just like,
yeah.
That's Irene. It's Irene. She I want to talk to her. What should I say? I don't know. I can't say anything. I'm just going to do what I always do and stand here and be awkward and drink the free beer that this
man,
provided.
I know what I would have asked. I'd have been like, hey, have you ever been asked to do the gauntlet? Man, one thing about, and I know there's other, like, Real World Gauntlet was one of my favorites, but they do it, and it's always named something else, but like Inferno or something like that. And I always love that, because I've been watching that shit since like the 90s, so I remember like the season with Pedro and Puck.
Oh, yeah. Which that's the OG one.
Or
three. That's three.
That was three. That
was one like, was New York, and it was kind of serious.
And then two was New York.
Two was, LA. And but then three was San Francisco with
there
Puck
was,
and Pedro.
That guy Dan that lived in the house who was like a cartoonist.
Oh, he sucks.
Oh, yeah,
so
I always thought it'd be so funny if they invited him on the Gauntlet, because all the dudes they invite on the Gauntlet are from more recent years, like which are like all like dudes training to be wrestlers.
Totally,
they have
totally.
Beautiful bodies and they're just not real world, like not the world I live in.
Yeah,
but you have Dan the architect or the cartoonist in there, just like getting picked on constantly.
Who must be like 50 now? I mean, he's probably got to be.
Yeah. Oh,
I just wish they invited the out of shape dudes.
Bring so back. See, that's what I want to see more of. I do feel like reality TV is just like way too good looking now. Like, dude, I want to see more of
that. That was the season. I mean, that's how I learned what AIDS was. that season of The Real World.
Would you do it, the gauntlet?
Yeah. I knew I'd get eliminated immediately. They had one year where they had one fat guy on there. And then they were on the jacuzzi, and he was kind of just hanging out on the side. I think he just had his feet in the pool style. And one of those crazy hot girls was just fat shaming him in front of everybody. And he was like crying in his confessional, going like, I actually lost weight recently. And it became like a big deal. And I was like, yeah, if I was on the show, I think that would happen to me. Yeah. I go, you know what, Tiffany? You're really fucking mean. Just go sleep on my cot.
How dare you?
Sleep on my
I'm doing my best.
I'm doing my fucking best. I'm here trying to win $1 million like you. We all know I'm not going to make it. So make my stay
be nice.
Comfortable. Yeah, shit. What's your problem, lady?
I'm not hurting anybody.
What the fuck, man? Now my chances of getting laid here in Mexico have gone down.
I would have been happy with that.
Yeah. So is there any of that kind of attitude on Love Island?
Well, yeah. I mean, there's something like people that get rejected. There's one guy that like is on there the current season right now, and he just constantly looks like getting rejected by every girl that comes in. And so when they bring in new people, they're like, oh yeah, I've been seeing this guy Alex, and like I think I want to give him a shot because no girls want to give him a chance, but he seems like on TV he seems like a good guy. Then they get in there and she's like, oh yeah, no, I see what you mean. Like, he sucks. I don't want to talk to him.
Why does he suck? What does he do?
Well, he's the doctor, and he's like tall. Like, I think he's a good looking guy. He's like a nice person, but he's so boring, and he lays it on too thick is what they say. It's another
doctors are weird.
Yeah. He's like, I'm just a party. I'm just a normal guy.
Did he ever find love at all?
I don't know. I haven't gotten through the newest season yet.
How many seasons are there?
There's four. And like, honestly though, like, I don't know if I'll ever get through it, because there's like 60 episodes a season. It's insane.
They don't fuck around.
They don't at all.
Is it on a network over here?
60 episodes a season?
I watch it on Hulu, but I don't know what...
Does this show make you change how you think about islands? Or love?
Because definitely love.
Because we were talking about British stuff, I thought you were going to go, does this show make you horny?
Well, do you believe in love more or less?
I believe in love more now. Really? Honestly, I swear. Like, I think it's, because it's such a...
These people?
Yeah, I know. Well, they're all obviously beautiful and they deserve it,
They work on themselves, clearly.
Yeah, like they are. They really deserve to have the love, so I believe in them. Their love.
They genetically deserve it.
It's the law of the land.
But, you learn, because they're in such a concentrated area, so and so the issues that they deal with, they have to do it really, really quickly, and they have to like decide if they're gonna commit or not. I don't know. I think it's
has it changed how you court or whatever.
Yeah, now I'm just like, a fancy you, isn't it?
Let's go crack off.
Let's
now.
Go crack on.
What was the saying for it? Crack when they're gonna go hook up?
Crack on.
Crack on.
Crack on.
Okay.
You wanna go crack on? The road's like, what, Courtney?
Yeah, what the fuck are you talking about?
I'm not doing crack with you, Courtney. Get away from me.
That's what it would mean over here. Did they ever bring characters back as the seasons come? Like, they bring a couple back from season one that goes, hey guys, we're still together and you guys are in for the adventure of your life.
No, I don't. I mean, I haven't seen that yet, but that would be tight if they did
like
do
a
that,
heel like. That was always causing trouble.
Yeah, is there an Amorosa type?
Yeah.
There was one girl that was just like, her name was Rosie, and she would just be like, she would just call out everybody and just like call like these public meetings and be like, you treat everyone, like, she was crazy.
She was the drama queen.
Yeah, very much so.
Do you love her?
No, I didn't. I thought she was annoying. Yeah.
Who's the most hateable character? Rosie.
Yeah, probably. I mean, yeah, probably. But she got kicked off. So, there's a guy named Adam. He's 22 years old. He's a personal trainer. And
I hate him already. All I heard to hear was 22, and I'm like, fuck Adam.
Personal trainer.
Fuck Adam.
Personal trainer. Oh, and he will like build these girls up and be like, yeah, I'm so into this, I can't think. And then like, as soon as another girl comes in, he just goes right for them. And another comes in, right for them. And then like,
he's just an honest guy.
Yeah, he is. No, honestly, he's like, I'm happy with you, but. Could I be happier?
I want to maximize my options.
Yeah. that's literally his logic every time is like, but I think I could be happier, but I am happy. I could be happier.
But, why stop there? Yeah. Why stop at just good enough?
Yeah. What about is there anybody who ever just like has multiple hookups on the show?
Well, yeah, that Adam guy.
Like, dude,
how many? Who has the record?
What's that?
Who has the record?
Well, they call it the Dubit Society. So there's one guy that created.
That was my cruise name in high school. Weird.
It's like the UK version of the Pussy Posse.
Yeah. No, it's super trashy. Like, I will say, like, that is kind of like gross. But they'll be like, who's actually like done, like, so they call like hooking up bits also. Like, you're doing bits with someone. I think is that how it works, and so like
oh, like you're like bit like
yeah, yeah. We're just touching
your
each other's
genitals
or bits yeah bits yeah your bits kibbles weird. And bits, but anyways they talk about like who is actually like hooked up, and so like if you have hooked up on the show, like you're part of the Do Bit Society. It's disgusting. These people are adults.
So they walk in and go, guess who just joined the Do Bit Society?
They do.
Is there a dumb bit?
Really? Oh. They're like, oh, you go, bud. He goes, yeah, dude, it was gnarly. We were just fucking, just like, it's disgusting.
I mean, they don't always like have sex, but they do. It's like, yeah, they'll just, it's silly.
Let's French kiss. does anyone get married, or does anyone got married? Has anyone gotten betrothed?
I don't think so. But like, somebody did get into like a legitimate relationship. Somebody recently was asked to
be. Do you follow these people after the show, like on the internet?
I haven't, but you know, I'm planning on it. Now,
sometimes I forget, like, oh, I guess I could follow that person.
Yeah, I could see what they're up to now.
I forgot I could see what The Rock is doing all the time. That option is available.
The marriage thing is crazy with like The Bachelor. I can't believe that's a thing that they actually get married.
They right? really do get married at the end of the show?
Yeah, well, they definitely get engaged, for sure.
Engaged, okay.
Like, definitely, like, at the end of the show, there's
call
a
it off. Yeah. They call usually, it off, right?
Well, yeah, The Bachelor's crazy. Like, that one, I'm like, you know, like, the one guy, like, they always, like, break off the engagement. They had one bachelor that, like, murdered a guy afterwards. Did you guys hear about that?
Oh, no. What was that?
There was, like, some guy from, like, Iowa. He was, like, the farmer, and, like, he was really, really boring season, but then he, like, got engaged, broke it off immediately, and then he, like, committed, like, hit it like drunk drive, hit a guy in a tractor and killed a guy.
Oh, so it was an accident.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
I forgive him.
I mean, still, yeah. I mean, that's not as bad.
Yeah, but he like killed and knocked
a
guy off a tractor.
The producers didn't like pick some psychopath.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They just picked a drunk.
There was some old show. This is me dialing it back big time. It was some, it wasn't like Sally Jesse Raphael, but it was some other lady talk show host. She had these guys on a show, and one broke up with the other one right there on television. Or
yes. Jenny Jones.
Yeah, and one of those guests killed the other guest, right?
No, I think what it was, it wasn't even a breakup. It was two guys, and one guy came on and said, hey, we've been best friends for a long time. We're just a couple regular dudes, but actually the whole time, I'm secretly, I've never come out of the closet, but I'm gay, and I've been in love with you the whole time, and I really want you to go with me. And the other guy was like, So mortified, I guess, and weirded out and homophobic that he was like, I have to kill this guy that used to be my friend.
He killed his friend.
He killed him?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was going to get that
dark.
Yeah. I'm sorry about
loving him too much.
Yeah, but wow. Glad I got my facts straight. Thanks, yeah. Mike Wiebe.
That's crazy.
Yeah, they put that show in like Jeopardy.
The real tragedy.
It was off the show Jeopardy.
Yeah, yeah. Like, Alex Trebek started hosting.
Do you remember what show that was?
I think it was Jenny Jones. I think that's right.
She looked like Sally
Jesse Raphael, but wasn't. There was
the daughter of Jerry comic. Jones.
Jenny Jones?
She was?
Yeah.
Wow. That's
Did she cool. do a bit about that?
No, I mean, it was prior to. I think they were just giving everyone shows. So.
It wasn't Ricky.
There was a while where if you had...
Ricky does what Ricky wants.
If you were a lady with giant glasses, you would get a daytime talk show for a while in the 80s. As long as the glasses were big enough.
Wow. I used to watch Sally Jesse Raphael. Was she the one who did the makeovers all the goddamn time?
That might have been Ricky Lake.
Yeah, I feel like maybe Ricky.
Anyway, I'm getting way off topic. Now I'm just thinking of talk shows. I was like, remember Jerry Seinfeld? I mean, no. Jerry Springer.
There have been two bachelors from my hometown of Denton, Texas.
Really?
Represent. And
did you know
him? The first one I did, the first one's dad was my dentist. And I knew his younger brother, And his younger brother was a couple years younger than me and started playing music. And I always felt a little guilty, like I introduced him to a world of, I never got the kid drunk or anything, but I felt like because I'd get him into shows and stuff like that. And I felt like I introduced him to the world that ultimately led him to like having to go to rehab at 24 or something.
We got him started.
And then I always worried when I'd go to his,
you want
to
be a rocker?
I was worried when I'd go to this dentist dad that I was like, what if this guy just like squirts the Novocaine away and just makes it a little extra painful on me.
He's like, ruining my son's life, Mr. Weeby.
Yeah.
Don't hold on to that, man.
Well, I just don't go to the dentist, so.
That's a good solution.
Yeah.
Can't just find a new one.
Yeah, no way.
Would you ever be on any of these shows?
Would you do that?
Oh, 1,000,000%. I would. Yeah, I would do any of that shit where it's just like, you'll meet, what's the one show where it's like you like blind marry someone? Like they have some, yeah, like you just have to like get married to someone like right away or something.
And then you just, I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's like a Bravo show or something.
There was that one where you get to marry a guy and everybody thought he had a lot of money, but then they found out he has no money.
Oh, Joe Millionaire. Yeah.
Wait, what?
They're like he's poor?
Yeah. But they sell him as a millionaire. And all these girls fight for his love, and then somebody married him, and they go, here's the thing, he's broke. And she was like, oh, okay, then I'm not interested. I'm assuming that's how it went.
Of course, what?
Or like the camera's there, she goes, that's devastating, but I love him anyway. And then whenever they hit cut, she's like, I'm fucking out of here, and I'm suing you for $1,000,000.
Emotional distress.
I was led to believe I would be a millionaire if I married this guy.
Here's a dumb thought that I think I've had in the past, and now I'm realizing how dumb it was, is that like a reality show was on, I'd be like, man, I would never be on the show because I don't want to affect my big time legitimate A-list showbiz career that I'm having. Wait, who weren't you
on The Love of Money?
Hey man, I don't want to, you know, this might count me out from getting an A-list movie role that are surely going to get thrown at me anytime soon if I get a whole bunch of money from being on The Bachelor.
Oh yeah, see, that's what I think about too. I'm just like, of course I would do.
Yeah, I think it would be good for me to go ahead and grab those reality shows.
What if like your favorite like songwriter or band of all time like just happened to be on The Bachelor,
like Bob Dylan?
Was he on The Bachelor?
He was on The Bachelor season 2.
Who's Bob Dylan?
Bob Dylan.
I was like, that wasn't even around when he was doing music.
Oh, is that right? Well, he's alive.
That's good to hear.
You kind of fucked up my head there a little. I'm not gonna lie, you got a little download issue. But like, would you even give that band a chance, knowing that he was on The Bachelor? You're like, how could this music be?
Was a big show. This band got really successful for like 1 year from Dallas called. What were they called? It was Bands on the Run, and was called Flickerstick. Yes,
I knew who you're talking about.
And
I saw them live once. They sucked.
One of their manager was actually like kind of this was that long ago. It was kind of courting us, and we were like, I don't know, Flickerstick. But ultimately,
did you know them before they were on VH1?
Nah, man. I did think they kind of like, and I didn't like that band. But I remember watching those episodes and going, like, I like these guys the most. They give a fuck the least, and they were kind of the funnest.
I remember thinking they're from my hometown. That'd be cool if they won because of that.
Yeah,
they won. I saw them open for this band, the Toadies, back in the day.
Oh, hell yeah, I know the Toadies real well.
And Flickerstick was on. I had this professor in high school. Also,
I like
this. Just a regular teacher, and he was just like, I used to teach that guy. He was one of my students, the lead singer of Flickerstick.
Yeah.
He was like, because I was going to show that night. He was like, he's so charismatic. And then I saw him and I was like, man, they fucking suck. He was charismatic. Shout out Flickerstick.
Yeah,
Flickerstick. I can't stop repeating that.
That's like the most 90s. Oh, I put out a tweet earlier saying we're taking a call.
Oh, yeah.
1-800-Y-CARE. We have a caller. Let's check it out. Hello, caller, can you hear us?
Yo, what up? Why do we care? It's your boy Rick.
Rick? All right, Rick, thanks for calling in. We are on with Courtney Peterson talking about Love Island. We also have Mike Wiebe and Mike Priest.
Love Island friggin' blows, dude. Love Island can suck my butt, bro.
All right.
Yo, what up? Hold up. Is AJ there?
AJ couldn't make it today.
Ah. Dang, that dude's a friggin' legend in our frat, bro.
Oh, yeah? What? How? Yeah, how is he a legend in your frat?
They put AJ on an island and just have him bang out a couple of broads, you know what I'm saying? That dude's freaking wild. Dude.
I don't understand how he has such a following. It keeps growing. It's insane. And they all want to watch that kind of stuff with him. It's weird.
AJ's friggin' wild. And then you say you got the mics?
The what?
The mics.
Yeah, the mics.
Two mics.
The two mics. Yeah, I was thinking microphones. Yeah, but yeah, we got the two mics.
Yeah, man, two mics equal one AJ, as if more like 100. You know, AJ's crazy.
All right.
Wild, yeah. Anyway,
I don't even understand.
Court. Is your name Court?
Yeah. It's Courtney.
It's Courtney.
Oh, bro, I'm gonna have to disagree. No disrespect, but I'm gonna have to disagree, bro. Love Island friggin' stinks.
What? Why do you? Why do you feel that way?
Well, here's the deal, bro. I blew the audition. They totally were biased towards me. I was supposed to be on that show. I show up. I'm honest. I'm real, dude. I'm a real dude. Put me on a real show and I'm just, you know, I'm also like, I'm a tough party guy. Yeah, I do beer kegs. Yeah, I do beer pong. But, you know, I'm looking for love, too. You know what I mean, bro? And I was just friggin' listen to this. Listen to this friggin', here's the deal.
Okay.
And I know it's those friggin' liberals' faults. Here's the deal. I'm at this audition. First question. They're talking to me. They're like, so what's your height? What's your name? State your name. And I just jump into the real, because I don't do small talk, bro. Okay? All right. I don't do small talk. So I jump right into it. And I'm going, 5 minutes later, I'm knee deep in this argument with this guy about whether the Holocaust was right or wrong, whether it happened or not. Sure, I think it was right. So that's why they
think it was right.
So they can friggin' suck it. And it's like, oh, you don't want to switch it up a little bit? I thought this was, you know, the TV. I'm friggin' peeved, dude. And I'm going to be honest with
you're
you.
Peeing?
Peeved.
Oh, okay. I thought you sound peeing, dude.
I'm friggin' twerked right now, bro.
All right, so besides, why did you audition for the show? Did you audition because you were a fan at first?
No, I'm lonely as hell, bro. I'm super low.
So you weren't doing it for any career opportunities. You were legit looking for love.
I was looking for love and, you know, maybe a couple of side pieces to smash. You know what I'm saying? No, I was looking for love. I was looking for a wife.
All right. So what about now? Have you found love since then?
Just with my boys. Ooh, I'll get a camera.
It sounds like you're the only one there.
Right now, but usually I got a squad with me.
Okay. Yeah.
Dude, AJ, are all those stories about AJ friggin' true, dude? We sit around the campfire and just talk about AJ most nights. He's friggin' nuts.
Just a frat that sits around the campfire talking about AJ.
Yeah, sober. We're in dry county.
So, bro. No, I mean, I haven't heard any of the stories about AJ. I just hear when people call in, they seem to all know something.
My
I don't.
God, dude. I don't know how many Red Bulls that guy has, but when he just gets going, when you get him on a rant, you know, you work with him.
Yeah, I mean, he hardly rants.
Oh my God, he gets on a tear though. That guy is, he's cute too. He's a good looking guy.
All right. So let's keep it on topic. Rick, what's your last name, Rick?
Rock.
Your name's Rick Rock?
Rick Rock, yeah, baby.
Why did your parents name you Rick if your last name was Rock?
Well, they drank a lot, mostly. And this is kind of why I joined in Dry State College down here in Oklahoma. And I haven't talked to him since, and, you know.
Wait, so he named you and then you haven't talked to him since?
Yeah.
You haven't talked to him since he named you? How old were you when he named you?
Bro, listen. The pressure, when you have Rock in your name, the pressure to grow up like Dwayne Johnson is... Nobody can be Dwayne. The guy's a freaking legend, bro.
Have people, if I had to die... So people have put that expectation on you just because your last name is Rock?
Here's my Mount Rushmore, bro. Dwayne...
I was right about to ask that.
Dwayne the Rock Johnson. How many people is on Mount Rushmore for? So Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah, I think so.
AJ, dude, AJ, you know AJ's gonna be up there. And
yeah,
you know who else is gonna be right next to Age?
Who?
You're damn straight. Me. I'm going to be out there right next to AJ. And then to my left is going to be another AJ.
So The Rock, you, and two AJs.
They destroyed a mountain to make two AJs.
Yeah. Oh, hey, bro. I'm going to be real with you. I got to get going, man. I'm getting a parking ticket.
I was right. I was right about to say, it sounds like you don't have any more thoughts on Love Island. Thanks for calling to the podcast, Rick. All right.
Love Island sucks.
Cut him off. Sorry about that. We won't take any more calls for the rest of the episode. We're actually running almost Rock. Up on time. Yeah, it's crazy that his name's Rick Rock.
Yeah.
He could have been a rock star.
Wow.
Very alliterative.
Yeah, so we're coming up on that time. Before we go, though, let us know anything else you might have missed on Love Island. Why do you think we should watch it? Out of all the reality show junk on television, I mean, you got Total Divas out there.
We do.
So what would we
I just feel like out of all the shows, all the reality shows that you can watch about love, this one is the best one. You've got the hottest, you've got the craziest language, you've got the, you know, it's just constantly new people, you know, it's just like, and it's 50, you know, 50 to 60 episodes a season, so you're going to be seeing, you know, constant,
it's a lot,
you know, so it's just like endless Love Island. And I just feel like, you know, you should give it a chance, believe in love again. Thank you.
Alright. What network is it on? Where can we watch it?
You can watch it on Hulu.
Hulu. You're like, yeah, I said that earlier. Okay. Well, we're going to leave Love Island at that before we get to the care meter. This episode will be out tomorrow. You're in town in Austin, Out of Bounds. Anything you want to plug? Any shows you got going on?
Yeah, I'll be at the Velveeta Room at 9 o'clock on Friday, and then doing a show called Riffs and Riffs on Saturday. And then, you know, just partying that night, you know, see me all around town.
Yeah, go catch Courtney. She's on Twitter at was it, the fuck was it?
I'm sorry, it created a long time ago. It's Courtnikovia.
Courtnikovia.
Yeah.
Okay. Courtney, thanks for being on. Thank you. Fellas, before we get to the care meter, Mike, what do you have going on?
On Labor Day, my band, the Draculas, are playing at Little Darling in Austin, Texas. It's a free show. We're on about 7:30. There's going to be a water slide and hot dogs.
I was going to say, wow. I heard a rumor on campus there was going to be some free HDs.
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know if they were talking about hot dogs on campus. Kids were wild.
Unless they meant high-definition televisions. Anyway, so what's your Twitter handle?
At Mike Wiebe.
Anyway, throw him your Twitter handle. At Mike Wiebe. A podcast generates a lot of Twitter followers.
I'm excited about that. So I'm looking for that blue check mark. You know, bring it back.
The studies have come in.
Yeah.
Mike?
I'm doing the altercation thing with other Mike.
Oh, yeah. I'm doing that, too. That's at the end of September.
Okay, yeah, cool.
I can't tell about the other stuff.
Secret shows?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They must be like alt-right. Yeah.
He's opening for Jordan Peterson.
Oh, okay. I figured that was it.
I can't say.
Yeah, so want to thank everyone for listening. Make sure to subscribe to the podcast. Leave us a review if it's good. If not, please just don't leave it. Let's see. Yeah, I think that's everything. From the care meter, from 1, you don't care, 10, you care. Let's start with you, Priest. What do you want to give it?
10?
What? That's, see, this,
wow.
A 10. You, like, you're going to watch it?
You're
or
all
what?
In.
No,
there's
I'm
no explanation. You just said 10.
I'm going to watch it. I don't have Hulu.
You just like, Courtney's cool.
But I mean,
yeah, thank you for your friendship.
No, but I like, if anyone ever like talks about it, like, I'll engage in the future and like get them to describe more.
But
like that Fahrenheit 451 book, right? Like, where they don't allow books.
But do you
like
care
if someone
about
tells
it?
Me about it, everyone knows an episode and they tell me about it, like, oh.
So you care about it in the way that she stalked your knowledge of it.
Uh-huh.
In case the conversation
it sounds
ever comes
interesting
up.
It sounds like it's a sort of a microcosm or an exaggeration of how people act and stuff, so that's interesting, and it sounds accurate, even though it's, you know, it's mostly bartenders interacting, but whatever.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you're not right. Mike Wiebe, let's get grounded, baby. What do you got?
I'm into bartenders interacting for sure. I'm gonna give it my care meter, I'm gonna give it a 6. Here's what I would need. I would need to watch.
This feels good.
I need, because it sounds way too long for me to get into, and I feel like there's got to be a lot of filler. I need a, I want a best of, I want a every time Pedro gets mad at Puck for the peanut butter. Yeah. I want Irene getting slapped in the face with Lyme disease.
Yeah.
I want to have a shot of people having sex and they have to blur out some bare buttocks. I want all of that into one, like, recapped half hour episode, and I'm in. I'll probably need to do some drugs before I watch it, but that's per use.
He's a man on the go.
But I would be into that. And I would like to, like, be able to have, like, I like having, like, little inside things. Like, if I see you, I can go, like, yeah. Hand Shandy on Rose McGowan or what? Whatever. I don't know what's going on there.
Watching Love Island.
Yeah, and we would like know, and like we would laugh, and other people are like, "What? They're cool friends that have inside jokes. I wish I could break their inner circle."
Yeah,
I hate when that happens, and I'm on the outside.
Yeah, me too.
That's not gonna happen with this one.
Not once I get this recap. So if you Courtney could go ahead and edit all of it down for me,
could do.
I'll
that.
Send like you. I'll let you use my Premiere, my Adobe Premiere. Get it all together for me. That would be great.
Wow, I'm excited to take on this challenge.
Got a six.
Take some editing classes. I don't want. Some like sloppy cuts.
Yeah, you're right.
I would. I'm gonna give it. I'm gonna give it a four.
Just because. That's okay.
I know that if I make myself watch it, because those kind of shows I do like. I don't watch The Bachelor. Mm-hmm. I've said many times I'm more of a Gauntlet man. but I think the big turnoff for me is. I don't know how long I could go with the accents, because I don't even really watch the British version of The Office, because sometimes I'm like, I gotta watch some subtitles, you know. hope that's not racist, but this is how something. I feel in my heart. It's something. But when you said 60 episodes per season, that's when I was just like,
60?
Oh, you gotta be effing shitting me. Does that bring it down from that 10 a little bit?
Actually, that gets you more invested. There's a show called
In Treatment. I have a lot of editing
to
do.
Like 80 episodes a year. It's 80 great.
Episodes.
Do they just even edit these shows? Are they just like, is a live feed of like cameras in the house?
Yeah, it's just live feed, and they just like get the best stuff. God and the editors are great.
The only reason it's just a four is just because I'm like, I know I like reality TV show, but I'm probably not going to watch it. But I might.
Yeah.
We'll see. I'll let you know.
That's good enough for me.
All right.
I feel satisfied.
I had to bring down that 10 average is also another reason.
A 10, 6, and a 4?
A 10's a rarity on here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very happy.
By the way, we have a secret episode coming out whenever we can't make a show anymore. Just want to let people know it's Voltron with Justin Hicks. Just to let you know, AJ, I forgot what number he gave it, but afterwards we went to Dairy Queen and he said, I didn't want to say it, but I don't give a fine fuck about Voltron. I was like, you should have just been honest on the podcast. He said that while he was eating a dipped cone.
That AJ rules.
I think he's scared of Justin. Yeah,
that would have been awesome on a reality show about a podcast for that shot. The drama of that.
As soon as the guest leaves, I don't give a fuck.
And then Justin confronts him later. I heard you said that you didn't care about Voltron.
He goes, I said that, but then I ran it in and I love it. All right, guys. Well, thanks so much for being on the podcast. Thanks for coming through. I think we might make this a regular thing and just let AJ go. We've had such a good, successful episode.
I know one guy. That's from Oklahoma. That would be real upset about that.
Yeah.
Well, good old Rick Rock.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We will see y'all next week.
Bye. We know you're probably International.